All right, guys, it's time for another station, I guess. I'm going to fire up Reddit here. It is 5:44 in the p.m., March 11th. That's a Wednesday, but we're going to be recording for next Tuesday here. So I'm going to pause it. I'll be right back. All right, so I'm back. I got all the Twitter or Reddit. I got some Reddit ready. And I had, you know, believe it or not, you know, some people love characters now. The guy, and some people request to come back on the show, and I say, well, and the guy, remember there was a guy that's been on this podcast before. He was the one that was on the plane. He worked at Lost Island. I think he worked on a space station. I think it's the same person, but I can't be sure because sometimes I get these anonymous guests. They don't have names. They're, they say, well, I'll come on the podcast if you close your eyes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my eyes here and step out of the studio. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure it's I don't know if it's the same guy that does all those things or not, but he's coming on the, he's like the walking tour plane ride guy. I wish I would have known his name. I feel bad now. But he said, you know, you don't need it now. So he didn't say that. I don't know. But, yeah, whatever. So I'm going to turn the mic over to him. I wish I had some – maybe I'll find some interlude music. Okay, like you – an anonymous person, you start – doing the like, ba 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 ba. Hey everybody, it's me. I missed you guys. I'm out of work right now. Remember I was taking that plane trip. It was for job interviews. I met you, remember? I don't know if you remember. I was the one who's hey, it spilled soup on my plane ticket, and you were so nice to help me. We sat next to each other. You don't remember? Well, we shared a plane seat, but yeah, I'm still out of work. I did not get that job I was interviewing. Was that why I was on that plane, or was that the study they were conducting on me? I don't remember again. They said, or maybe they failed the study. Did I ruin that study? I don't know. But so I've been thinking, I said, hey, the podcast, man, I said, hey, I'd love to come back on your show because I really find it calming. And he said, well, it's supposed to be calming, not supposed to be calming for you. And I said, well, it is. I'm breaking the rules like every single day. And he said, is that from a song? I said, I think it is. And he said, well, why don't you come up with your own podcast? And I said, well, maybe I will, Smarty Pants, and I'll call it the Boyfriend Experience. And he said, he'll sue me. And I said, well, that's not very nice. And he said, well, I'm not, who said I was nice? But anyway, he's pounding on them. Hi. Yeah, Podman. So I was thinking, and then he's actually not that bad. He said, well, why do you like coming on my podcast? And he said, well, it's everything's ready to go for me. I can just take a journey with the audience and, you know, be there for them. And so I wanted to take you on a journey because he said, well, I've worked really hard to set up this podcast. It's just so you know, you can't be a regular guest. You could be an irregular guest. And I said, that's fine. You know, don't worry, I won't call you tomorrow about the podcast, but can I call you tomorrow? He said, I don't really talk on the phone at all. I have a thing about it. I said, well, that's weird. He said, well, no, because then I got a cell phone. And he said, he's saying don't talk. Okay. But so I said, well, one of the things about your podcast is I have trouble following through on things. We're keeping jobs. Remember I was working at Lost Island? That didn't work out, but yeah. So I said, well, what do you want to do tonight? And I said, well, you know, I've been thinking about things I haven't followed through. And I said, maybe this is going on your podcast. Give me the gusto to follow through. And he said, as long as you're not starting a sleep podcast. And I said, well, you're the one that told me to get my own. And he said, you're right. I was wrong. So don't do that. And I said, well, anyway, I got a lot of tumblers that I've been meaning to start. Originally, they weren't tumblers. They were blogs or websites or stuff I didn't start. And he said, well, sounds good. Sounds good to me. He said, are you going to do it like you do the walking tours? And I said, I guess so. So I was wondering if you would join me for a walking tour of tumblers I haven't started. It's going to be exciting. So I thought we'd take a journey to a park. In this case, a large city park. We'll call it Golden Goose Park in the city of San Francisco. And I want you to join me as we walk down the panhandle, which is a long strip of grass. You might say technically that's not in the park, or technically it is. But I figure it's a good place to start as any, because the first tumbler I haven't started, which I wanted to, is T-shirts on these. I haven't thought of a good title for it, which is one of the reasons I haven't followed through. I was like, T-shirts on these guys. And I was telling the podcast guy, but he said, are you sure there isn't one out there already? I bet you there is. Or T-shirts, he said, is it about T-shirts? And I said, T-shirts on guys. And he said, okay, tell me more. And I said, it's about T-shirts on adult male men, T-shirts on males or women too. Do you get it? And he said, go ahead, go get behind the mic. So we're walking down the panhandle. We're on the, we're just on the grass walking. It's a little bit dry, greenish grass. There's a statue ahead. I'm not sure what it's of, but a tree is rising around us. It's a perfect time of day, like 1 p.m. I think it's 1. Oh, no, wait, is it spring ahead? But I forgot, because he was like, why don't you set your clock? And he had me set my clock in his kitchen 3 different times in his kitchen. So I guess I guess it's noon. And we're walking down there, and we're on the lookout for shirts that people are wearing that are strange. Here comes one. We'll interview. Let me pitch you on, because the secret is I've always wanted to make these kind of shirts. You know, shirts with slogans, sayings that are off the beaten path, but not, I guess there's like, I don't understand what irony is, or when it's ironic and when it's not. But this is the shirt I had an idea for. It's called, it would be, I guess the first shirt I thought of, it would be like, you know, I guess the bad guy said don't get religious, and I'm not a religious guy, but I figure religion's a big thing, so I was figuring it would be a T-shirt that Jesus would put on the earth. So if earth, remember, you know, you've seen smiling earth photos, and it would be like a smiling earth wearing a T-shirt, which would be on a shirt. With Jesus, their arms would be around each other. Cartoony, you know, cartoony. So it's a earth wearing a shirt with Jesus on a shirt with, you know, a person you would buy the shirts. And it would say, my dad made this and I thought you might like it. That's what the shirt that the earth is wearing would say. Or maybe Jesus would wear the shirt. Now I'm thinking about it. But then that ended up not going good for Jesus at all. So I don't know if people said, well, I don't like it. Pontius Pilate said, no, no, no. Who is that? The Pharisees? I don't understand. What was that? Judas. So maybe just the earth, but if Jesus was with him, it would make sense. Otherwise, it would be like, well, who's your father, earth? Did Zeus throw you up? Were you one of the people he threw up when he battled the, was that Zeus's father? I don't know. But that's the T-shirt I thought about making. I guess I should plan it out more. And then I guess I think, oh, look, that person, here comes a tech person. He's on old-fashioned roller skates. How do I know he's a tech person? He says, my experience with Google Chrome. What is that? He went by. My experience. It looked like there was something on the shirt, something I couldn't quite make it out. But maybe I need. Maybe this is why I haven't followed through on this Tumblr, is because it's. But I was thinking, like, I saw someone yesterday. He did not have, you know, when they call muscles guns, they say, oh, I've got big guns, ready for the gun show. His shirt said something like this, here comes the, something about these guns, and then there was arrows pointing to his biceps. But I'd be honest, he didn't have the biceps, and the shirt was in a size that I was like, would anyone wearing that size shirt have biceps? I don't know. I think a lot about shirts as a thing. The best one I ever saw, and this is when I thought of the Tumblr back before, when it was just the regular internet. You didn't have words without the... It's missing a consonant, right? Twitter has all of them. T-W-I-T-T, Facebook. Sometimes, you know, it's like... Yeah, some are missing it, some aren't. In school, did they tell you guys about the vowels are A, E, I, O, and U, right? But sometimes isn't W and Y. I never understood that. Anyway, so the one shirt, this was the greatest one I ever saw. It was in New York City for a, what was it for? Oh, it was for a, what was it for? I can't remember now, but it was for something. There was a man in front of a bodega, like a corner store, a bodega. He was standing there. He was about 6'4", and he had a shirt on. He had Daisy Dukes on very hairy legs. He was wearing Daisy Dukes in a non-sexual situation, either for comfort or because he just didn't care or was unaware. But I said, whatever, man, this is my look. And then he had a shirt that said the man, and the arrow was pointing up to him, and then the legend, and it was pointing down to his penis area. And he had the long hair. He kind of looked a little bit like a Ramon, with the essence of a mix with John Lennon. He's a very cool character. He had those round glasses. It was awesome. And this, it felt like it was in the 1970s. It was like 2008-09, summertime. So I was like, well, I could see you want to be comfortable. And I went up to him, and he said, leave me alone. And I said, that's quite a funny shirt you have there, sir. I've heard about the man and the legend. Where's the myth? And he said, listen, kid, come over here. And then he said, now go over there, all the way over there. And he pointed far away. I said, well, okay, all righty, bud. And so, yeah, I'm trying to think. There's got to be other shirts. I just can't think of them. I guess that's part of my thing. Let's keep an eye out for them. Wait a second, there's someone giving a talk over here. What is this? This must be some sort of interactive theater, maybe. What is this person? What are you speaking about, sir? Oh, you're pretending. Oh, it's a mime. You're not speaking. You're so good, I thought you were speaking. Oh, you're giving me a quizzical look. It says volumes. Okay, you're pretending to do something. Are you going to do the box? Oh, you're doing a shrug. You don't know. Okay. You're walking on something slippery. I can tell. It's not a banana peel. There's something slippery. Oil, not an oil slick, because you'd be making If it looks like you'd probably be pretend you're in a car. I'm right. Keep going. Okay. You are walking on Lake Huron's clear ice because I see you looking down. I saw you pointing at something. Everyone's clapping for me. You believe this? Can you believe it? Maybe I should start a Tumblr about this. Okay, you want to do one more. Mine wants to do one more. Okay. You're pointing outer space. Okay, outer space. You are in a spaceship. So it was a probe, right? Because you did that thing with your butt. Okay, a probe. Space probe, right? Okay. This is kind of like, are you sure you're not a mime and more of a shermine, like a charade mime? It's a perfectly, don't fake angry at me. Don't wag your finger at me, mime, shermime. You're like a charade mime, a shermind, shermime. Charade mine, mine raid. Mine raid, that sounds more like a game. Sure mine. That's what you are. It's fine. You're like a mine with expertise. Okay, I let you do your thing. Don't hog up the spotlight. Are we going to split the tips if I get this one? No, I'm not kidding, but anyway. Okay, so space, probe in space. Oh, there's another thing with your butt. Moon. Okay, so moon, space probe, moon. Okay, not, you're pointing to the ground, not Earth. Okay, not Earth. Okay, swimming. Okay, swimming. Okay, not cold, so warm. Swimming in a lake. No, not a lake. Okay, yeah, see, this is like charades, this is not mime. Mimes are usually not interactive like this. Don't tell you your business. See, I figured that one out. Okay, ocean. Okay, so moon, ocean, probe. The probe's not important. Okay, moon, ocean, swimming. Oh, wait, what's that? Something's bubbling up from the ocean. Okay, hydrothermic vent. Okay, great, great. I'm pretty good at this, aren't I? Yeah. Did I pay hit the mime to do this to impress you? Anyway, let's watch the mime, please. Okay, you're discovering something. You're first person to discover outside of Earth. Okay, because you said you jumped outside of Earth. I saw that. Okay, now you're setting up. You're building a house outside of Earth. You're building a house. And is that a terrarium you're doing with your hands? Okay, what would that mean, terrarium? Building a house, habitable. I think I've got it. Okay. Now I just got a, is it, okay, go back. Okay, a Greek person. It's named after a Greek, so moon of a Greek, so two Greeks. Are you sure about that? You're not sure. Okay, so Saturn, because you have rings, you're spinning in the hula hoop, I know that one. So a Saturn moon, that's inhabitable. Encladius, Saturn's sixth largest moon, has a warm ocean with hydrothermic vents. This is the first ever discovered outside of Earth, and it makes for the most habitable off-world environment ever found, right? I know. Yeah, I did pay him. Okay. Yeah, it was set up. It was too obvious. People are booing me. Okay, let's move on our tour. Yeah, I never thought about doing a Tumblr with mimes, but I thought that's my roommate, Jerry. He's a mime. Well, he's a shermime. That part was real. He's obsessed with charades and mimes. But let's be honest, he's really good too, right? Right? Of course. Okay, well, I have a couple other tumblers on Rumbayu while we're walking. And one thing is, I notice, is that there's always notes. I tried to pitch this to the podman, but he said, that's enough with your t-shirts. That sounds boring enough, just talk about that. And he said, well, I have other tumblers I haven't made yet. And he said, maybe you shouldn't use that word. You should just say visual website. And I said, okay, well, It doesn't sound, and he said it's not going to be, he said something about timeless material and lawsuits. And I said, don't worry, silly goose. Anyway, the second one is, I'd like to do one. And again, he said that it may, you know, everyone's a critic. They probably already did this, but Notes on the Street, I would call it. Oh, wait, I just thought of another one I didn't make. Pregnancy Tests on the Street. I think that already might be one. But why is there so many pregnancy tests on the street, you know? And I'm sure the comedy routines about it, but it's true, too, you know? Anyway, but this one is Notes on the Street. And I found the most recent note I have here in my pocket to help make my point. It says, as a Marine, eating 5-year-old MREs has very little appeal, but every now and then, ... And it's written, ripped from a love letter, I tell you, because, it's parts of a love letter ripped up. Well, it's parts of a love letter I ripped up and threw on the ground. That's why I found it yesterday. It was a love letter I was writing, it was part of a story I was writing about Skittles. And it said, well, you know, I was pretending I was a space marine. I was thinking about that planet that I tried to trick you with my, you know, with Jerry, Shermime. And it was like I was a space marine, and I was, you know, I had brought Skittles, and you were, like I had been sent ahead. And I say, well, it sounds a lot like Interstellar, because it, but you know, we both love Skittles. And I said, well, like, you know, I guess I didn't write the movie, but the way it ends is that you come, and I'm an old man, and you're still young. No, wait a second. You're a young woman, and I'm a young man. I can't remember, but it's like I say, I saved the whole lime Skittles for you, my dear. And they lasted, you know, this 1,000 years or whatever, because the Skittles and love are timeless. I believe it. You know, that's just something I believe, is that, you know, those things. But I think, and I said to the podcast, what if I collect notes on the street and then I give them to you for a story? And he said, that's a great idea, really. And then he said, as long as you don't write them, as long as they're real notes. And I said, well, could I use them for my Tumblr? And he said, I thought we stopped saying it. And I said, oh, for my visual website of my picture gallery on the internet. And see? And he said, well, so. And he said, well, what other notes would you see? And I said, well, I saw this one. It was a puffy cat. That's what it said on there, puffy cat. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, isn't that a strange one? And he said, you should put that on a T-shirt. And I said, yeah, a puffy cat. And he said, well, what do you mean put it on a T-shirt? He said, well, that sounds like a T-shirt thing, puffy cat. And I said, well, would it have a cartoon? And he said, not of Jesus and Earth. And I said, what about Jesus and a puffy cat? He said, he goes, are you niching down to only religious T-shirts? And I said, no, I just have a limited imagination. And he said, okay, well, let me see if I can help you, puffy cat. And I said, he said, well, maybe not. He said, I guess it's a, he goes, because you couldn't just have puffy, I guess you could have puffy cat, just that's it. He said, I think maybe that's something from a movie or like a TV show. So he said, yeah, otherwise you'd have to limit it to people with puffy hair. Or puffy, you know, puffy conditions, or, you know, or have a picture of a puffy cat. But then he's like, and then it's like, well, what? I don't get it. And I said, well, wow, that's interesting. And he said, well, back to the notes. Have you seen any other notes, or what else would you put on a note? And he goes, if I have to, I'm looking out for notes from you, like, what would you? And I said, well, I put on a note, like, good news, like on Reddit I saw, like, you, Reneal, asked for a kidney, and Reddit comes through, surgery set in 15 days. I was writing that on notes and putting it around everywhere. And he said, isn't that a violation of HIPAA? And I said, that's a T-shirt if I ever heard of a violation of HIPAA. I said, and I can move my hips when I wear it. And he said, no, that's like someone's private medical information. You're just putting on notes on the street. And he said, well, no. I said, no, it didn't have their name. And he said, it has their username. And I said, well, it's already out on the internet. What's a few notes going to hurt? And we keep walking. They got this basketball court up here, but it looks like they have a dance. People are dancing up here. Can you hear them? There's no music. They're dancing to no music. Wow. And I say, hi guys, hi everybody. You guys are dancing to no music, huh? Yeah, that's great. It's interesting. Is that a pop and lock you just did? Yeah, why are you dancing to no music? Oh, that's what you do? You guys do it all the time? Well, it's your first week doing it. What, did last week you dance with no music? I don't get it. No, yeah, I don't. That's why I'm asking. Did you just not bring batteries? No, it's a thing. You're trying to start a thing. You go, wow, so we're like thing starters, because I'm trying to start some things. It will follow. Just like you guys, but I just haven't done it the first time. I was like working on some internet stuff, you guys. Well, how are you guys dancing to no music? Oh, you're taking cards and then, that your computer's generating cards. So you have no music, but you have technology, so you do have batteries. Oh, wow. Oh, would I like to dance? Well, but can you print me a card? Computer? Hello, dance, musicless dance bot. Okay, so I'm just going to print me out a dance. Okay, here we go. Okay, it says, after hearing that Kanye West's laptop was stolen. Okay, so I make up a dance to this? Could I put this on a t-shirt, do you think? Or what if, can I fold this up and leave this on the street to be found as a note? I should dance. Okay, well, let me get out here. How am I feeling after hearing that Kanye West's laptop was stolen? I'm trying to think. I'm moving back and forth, just my upper body swaying. Oh, you guys are clapping for me. That makes me bounce a little, bouncing up and down a little bit. Yeah, but whoa, you guys are distracting me from him. Should I empathize or should I celebrate his suffering of losing his laptop, or should I delight in his pain? How would I dance that? Yeah, I'm delighting in someone else's sadness. Yeah, or am I like, oh, look at that. See that with my hands? That's the, oh. I'm, worried about Kanye West's laptop. Oh, I feel bad for him. I'm dancing. Feel bad for Kanye, because he, no music. No, I'm not. I mean, this is part of my dance. I vocalize my dance. Lost his laptop. Lost it. Yeah. Yeah, a dance, because he lost his laptop. What? I heard it. What did I do after hearing that his laptop was stolen? A dance, like this. Yeah, I danced to Kanye's West. At first, I was like, do you guys see how I did that with my hands? I was like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. I was like, swish, swish with my hands. Because I was trying to decide internally how I felt, good or bad or neutral. But then I thought about it and I was like, well, what? You guys see that? That's my what's. You're watching me, so I don't need to explain my dancing. Well, I have an imaginary friend in my head. They can't see me dance. They can just listen to me, know-it-alls, with you dancing. I'm in your face. I'm shaking one shoulder to tell you as I say no. I said, no, think about it, pointing at my head. Flicked my hair back because I said, I was thinking about Kanye West's stolen laptop. And I said to myself, what? How did it even get stolen? Really? How did it even get stolen? I was like, no way, that's crazy. No way. That's crazy. How'd it get stolen? Are you sure it was really stolen? Kanye's laptop? Oh, you guys are digging this, huh? Yeah. You got, see, I thought you think you guys would get used to me talking about it. Oh, you guys are kind of clapping. I thought there was no music. But there's no, is there music on Kanye's laptop? Might not be needed, because he could stream it. And any music he made should be at the studio, right? What brand of laptop? That's another question, huh? Oh, this is, but what I said, like I said, it's crazy. Hey, computer, put me up another crazy dance to do. With, you know, confusion. Can I, are you guys okay if I go twice? Can I do two dances? Because I was really, I had been giving a tour of tumblers I never started. And I was almost out of tumblers, so this is good. I had one more, and it's not even that good of one. But now it might be. You guys mind if I call my roommate? He's a shermime. Yeah, he's going to, well, he was following me. He's hiding behind those trees. Come on, bud. He's going to dance with me. Your computer's printing out. Okay. Ooh, this is, okay, how about this, guys? I'm still dancing Kanye West. Now my shermime is going to do some miming so I can figure out, and I already know what he's going to dance to. It's going to be so crazy. Okay, go ahead, Bernard, read it. What's my roommate's name again? I don't know, because I'm so confused about Kanye West's laptop being stolen. It made no sense. You know, like that move? See, my hand's near my belly, my other hand's extended, and kind of doing a back and forth with my hand, like almost like it's a tambourine, because it don't make no sense. Okay, hit it, Shermime. I'm still dancing. Okay, today, I know that one, T-I-L. Okay, a double O, so you're talking aughts. I'll just count down. 2009. Oh, thumbs up. Okay, T.I.L. in 2009. Okay, penis. You just hold a man. Okay. Okay, I was saying you're talking. You're making a speech. So T.I.L. 2009. A man making a speech. Okay. Oh, an expert, right? Yeah. Okay. He's a hot. You're dodging. Yep. He's dodging. We're dodging. We're dodging each other while we dance. We're dodging. A dodging dance. Yeah. Yeah, we're dodging. Oh, we're dodging. A dodging dance. Yeah. You're dodging? No, you're not dodging. You're saying no. You're not dodging. You're avoiding. Okay. Avoiding what? Avoiding what? Oh, you're being kidnapped. Off the dance floor. What? My rodeo clown. No rodeo clown. They're just okay. Okay, I got that part. Okay. Okay, I'm writing a book. A book about what just happened. So, a book about how to avoid being kidnapped. Okay, I got you. Where? Oh, is that what you're saying? Where? We're doing a where dance. We're doing a where dance. We're dancing. We're dancing. We're going south. We're going south. We're dancing. We're dancing. We're going north. Now we're going back south. So south. In the south of the United States. No. In the south of France. No. In the south. South. South America. We're dancing in South America. No, we're not. My shermime. We're avoiding. We're experts. Kanye West. Laptop was stolen. I don't know. Oh, we're dancing. Oh, Mexico. We're in Mexico. How to avoid being kidnapped in Mexico. Was kidnapped. Okay, he gave a speech. Okay. T.I.L. in 2009. A man who was an expert on how to avoid being kidnapped in Mexico was kidnapped in Mexico after giving a lecture on how not to be kidnapped in Mexico. Hard to dance to, but Kanye West stolen laptop doing jazz hands. Yes, I am. What? How about computer hit us again? This is fun. This should be a tumbler. Dancing. Okay. I'm going to do the next dance. And I'm reading it. And I'm going to shermime it. Okay. You guys ready? Yeah. I'm dancing. Clearing my head from Kanye West's stolen laptop and that kidnapping speech about a man who was writing a book and giving a speech. That was ironic. Like the t-shirts I wanted to make and make a tumbler on. Okay, read the card. I got you. I'm pointing. You guys see me pointing? It's a pointing dancing. Okay, it's the newest island world form by underwater volcano. I'm good, tiger. Okay, 2,500 by. Okay, this is my arms going back and forth like a DJ. Now it's worse. It's not like a DJ. It's like an earthquake. It's an earthquake. No, it's not an earthquake. It's just the earth shaking over thousands of years. Plate tectonics. Let's do it. Everybody move it. We're doing the plate tectonics dancing. Yeah, you're the left side, right side, left side. Plate tectonic dancing. We're all moving in two different directions. And there's sublimation and, endocrination. Yeah, we're doing it. Now I'm sinking. I'm sinking down. Now I'm an atoll underwater. What the heck? Now I'm magma. I'm going up above the water. Boom. My hands are above my head. I'm a boom. 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 I'm a volcano. Now my hands are up high and I'm spinning like a volcanic thing. Yeah, I'm getting tired. I'm a volcano. Hunga Tonga. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm the newest island. Let's all celebrate. Everybody dance it. Plate tectonics. We're all our own plates. Total chaos. Chaos dancing. Everybody's dancing, jumping, spinning. I'm going to try to kiss you. Oh, you turned your back to me. Let's keep dancing. Yeah, dancing. Okay, I got to get off the dance floor because I'm so tired. That was exciting, though. Ooh, wow, I've never, was that interpretive dance? Do you think I was interpreting the thing the card spit out and dancing to it? So I don't know, do you think that was interpretive dance? Or, interpretive, I don't know. Looks like my roommate made some friends. I guess I didn't, though. That was fun, though. I've never interpretation dance. Intermime dancing with no music. We're very cutting edge, I guess. We just stumbled on this. It's too bad I didn't get to. My last Tumblr was, I was thinking we could make GIFs, but I guess this would be a violation of privacy. And then the podcasting guy said, bad idea. But I was thinking, of nannies not watching their kids in parks, not watching people's kids in parks. But he said, no, that's, and I said, well, only silly things, like where they're talking and the kids are drinking pond water. And he said, no, that won't work either. And he said, well, what about a mashup? And I said, well, I'm on holidays from work and with my family. I don't have a family, but with them out of town, I think I could dedicate 3 days to creating the best mashup I could think of. Behold, because it's a dance. It's a dance about dinosaurs. Can I dance again, guys? I'm a dancing. I'm a dinosaur. What am I? I'm sniffing. Yeah, see, that's my T-Rex head with my hands. Sniffing T-Rex. I'm looking. I'm looking around. Plate tectonics on the dance floor. And I'm searching on the dance floor. Searching here, I'm searching there. Little hands, right where my nipples are. And they're waving. They're saying, hey, got your attention. Plate tectonics on the dance floor. Everybody's dancing, but I'm saying what? With my T-Rex hands on my breasts, on my chest, or whatever you call it. Saying what? And then I'm trying to reach my ear to say, listen, but I can't. Because I have T-Rex hands. But my T-Rex head is moving back and forth to get your attention. Because I'm pointing with my hands. Not the best idea if you're a T-Rex. So I'm swinging my tail and my booty. Plate tectonics. Then I'm dancing on the dance floor. But why am I dancing? Why am I getting the attention? It's Kanye's laptop on the dance floor. Here it is. We done found it. Let's dance around it. Let's dance around it, everybody. Dance around it. Holding hands. Dancing around Kanye West's laptop. We found it. no zeitgeist, no schadenfreude, no other people's misery, no potential porn leaks, because we found it. Got a U.S. laptop and we're dancing. Got a U.S. laptop, dancing around it. We're so happy because we found it and we're dancing. Innocent, great. Okay, I'm tired again, so I'm getting off. So, guys, I'm tired again. And yeah, I don't know that if you liked that or not. It was interesting, so hopefully we'll still be friends. I don't know. But, yeah, so that was my dance, Kanye West dancing. And I'm glad you were listening, and I'm glad the Podman let me on. And, you know, hopefully I'll come back again. I don't know if I'll follow through. I might start a trend here. No music, dancing, interpretive, charm-miming. Okay? That'll be my new Tumblr, lookitup.com. And thanks so much. And I hope I, you know, Kanye West laptop put you to sleep. It's a boring. Nothing on there but statistics about his money. So much money. And tax havens. And investments. Precious metals. And some Bitcoin, and his recording rights, other artists, and he's diversified, lots of stuff, small cap, big cap, international, and some commodities, and a lot more statistics, really boring, because it's tax time. He was doing his taxes probably when he lost it. Let's go to sleep. Kanye West, play Tectonics. They move so slow. Like a dream, but even slower. Play Tectonics. So slowly, Earth is moving. Yes, so slowly. Good night.